The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go. Let's hear what they say. Power door. We're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Bravo.
Great two Good episodes of what we're watching. I don't feel like I'm missing anything of Orange County. I really can't stand Heather, Gina, Emily, the whole crew. So whatever.
It's actually completely out of my universe. I forgot it was on.
Yeah.
Why is something happening?
Sometimes. Not really. Maybe people seem to enjoy it a little bit, I guess. I don't know.
I saw the
Noella. Right. Noella
posted about songs from like 2005 or something, or 2003, and that was like every song that I danced to at my friend's wedding this weekend. Like that, we
was
all,
it really
like yeah, like lost it over was like all of that music, and it made me realize that like it had been 17 years, so those songs were like.
Can you believe it?
It's crazy. It's crazy. We're so old. It happened so fast, like so fast.
What time did you go to bed?
Oh, I went to bed like 10:30. I was still
10:30. Party was over.
Yeah.
Did she get railed on her wedding night, you think?
Probably. I don't know. I didn't, you know, it was a beautiful wedding. I hope she did.
That's nice. Did you have sex on your wedding night?
Yeah. Forced it in.
You did because you feel like it's a bad omen.
Right.
Do you?
I just think
you feel like you have to. Sometimes you're so tired. I could totally understand people not doing it. I think you got to do it almost before.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You got to get married with a dirty coochie.
A tradition.
You walk down the aisle and people are like, "What's that smell?"
That's nice. All right.
So I have a couple quick.
Yeah,
go ahead. What was it? What else?
Oh no! Just if you want to see the TikTok Justine posted on Instagram, Escape Reality podcast, it was good.
I almost deleted it because I'm like, you know, sometimes I just thought it was kind of fun that people dancing, and I'm like, this is so dumb. There's a million of these stupid fucking TikToks, but whatever.
There probably are.
Oh, there
new
is
to me.
A million of them. How do you feel about Shaw's of Sunset being canceled?
I felt like it was time.
Yeah,
probably
good
two
riddance.
Seasons too far, I think. One or two. Once
MJ,
MJ and Rezal went down, it was unwatchable.
Sad. And Gigi kind of bugs me how she sides with Randall so hard. Even though we don't love Lala, how can anyone like Rand? I don't know if you've heard about any of this. Oh, yeah. She's fighting with Lala, has him on her dumb podcast, people on their stupid fucking podcast. And she really rides hard for the freaking thumb.
Interesting.
As much as I hate Lala, well, Lala is annoying too. She was on Watch What Happens Live. Andy referred to her as Lala from Vanderpump Valley. Have you heard about that?
No.
Like that there's a new show, Vanderpump Valley, that they haven't come out with, and that he subconsciously said it and leaked it. Either did it the Kris Jenner or it was a mistake.
Like all of them moving to the valley.
Right.
Okay.
Which could be. I'd watch it. And so I'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'd say I'm happy for Brittany. She got a Jenny Craig, I think, sponsor, or maybe Weight Watcher. She's got her commercial. I'm happy for her. She looks healthy. She's really lost the weight the healthy way. So good for her. She looks better. It really is inspiring, honestly, because, man, she didn't look like herself there for a second.
No, she definitely didn't.
And she looks good.
Yeah.
But MJ was on Jeff Lewis Live, and she pretty much said without saying that three people on Shaws of Sunset are getting their own show, which is obviously Reza, Gigi, and MJ.
They're each getting their own
show? Oh, no, they're going to get one together, it sounded like.
Oh, the three of them.
That she wasn't looking for a job, and she wasn't that stressed out because there's something in the works. Who would you think would be the three? Do you think Nima would be involved over Reza or Gigi? No.
Yeah,
and it's not Mike.
No. Mike's
and she said that she doesn't think that it was Paulina that was hit by Mike. Allegedly, it was a third party. So that's interesting, too.
That is interesting.
What a mess his life is. What a loser. His parents should be ashamed.
Sad. I mean, look at his other brothers, doctors.
For some reason, I don't feel sad. I don't know why, because Mike to me is so I liked watching him, but I also I'm not I don't know. Ever since the whole news got stuck at MG at Mexico. No, I know what you mean, though, but by saying sad, I guess I just never I'm indifferent, I guess, about it. But he's needed on the show, though.
Yeah, yeah. He was the key character
on that show. He was a good cog in the wheel. And my last two thoughts are I have to apologize to Amy Schumer.
Okay.
She was decent on the Listen to me. I'm doing nothing with my life. She was good on the Oscars. She made me laugh. That joke about when she came out after the beatdown. And she was like, the vibe is, you should Google it. It was a really funny joke. She came out and she's like, what happened here? It feels so different in here. The vibe's so different. It was like right after. And it was a good joke. And she played it really good. And I watched her on Watch What Happens Live. She made me laugh out loud a bunch of times. I must say.
Maybe you should watch her show.
No, her show seems to have a dark undertone.
That's where you draw the line.
Did you watch it?
No.
It doesn't look desirable to me.
No.
Michael Cera, really like I'd watch, but.
Yeah. I don't love
it
like
looks
life
depressing.
Shows like that. Yeah, like average life shows. I don't want
to. No.
That's my life. I don't need to watch it, you know?
And I don't want to watch like sad woman. She's just making fun of herself, blah, blah, blah. And she's coming back with her sketch show, I guess. And I enjoyed that. Tyler learned a valuable lesson from her sketch show that you can never give a temporary compliment. There was a sketch about it. And we bring it up till this day. Like, you look nice today. Like, why don't I look nice every fucking day? Or, you know, something like that. It was funny. Last thing is Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. If they were serious about getting married, I put up her TikTok of her as came across that. They should not even put it to the press. If they really wanted to get married, they should just go get married and not tell anybody. It's stupid.
I don't know why I couldn't. I don't care at all. Like, I used to be invested in like,
I don't care, but ever since I saw that TikTok and her dumb face and the fact that they this is the first time they're getting engaged.
I know that's the part.
All it's the like, money on this stupid ring. And
you guys are
so
50
stupid.
Plus. You've lived it entire lives. It's beautiful to find love, but who gives a fuck? You know,
it's ridiculous. No, it's a joke. Yeah. You're a joke, J-Lo. All right.
You want to start with Jersey? Our girl, Teresa?
Sure.
Man. Nothing like it. She is raging at the end, like raging. And you know what? She may be the dominant one in this relationship.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Ordering Louis around like her little maid and servant was hilarious.
Minion. I thought Louis getting like packing up to leave to go to the hotel and stuff. He's like, shit, I picked the wrong bitch.
Yes.
She's like, let's go, Louie. Come on. Get in here. We're going.
He was like following her like a pet dog or something. It was hilarious.
When they got into the van. Oh, my God. She's a lunatic in the best way. I don't care what anybody says. I enjoyed it. I haven't seen TV like that in a long time. I was smiling ear to ear, laughing, exhilarated.
I mean, she goes downstairs. She's like, get that white trash bitch out of my face. She's just going off. And then she's like, I'm going to go up there and get her. She comes at me. I'm going to come at you 20 times harder. She's not fucking around. It was hilarious.
That'd be like winning the lottery to me. If I saw Teresa Giudice lose it in a restaurant screaming white trash at someone.
It's great.
You're white trash. I mean, she called seven times.
Her white trash like 75 times.
You know, I'm on Teresa's side. I believe it. Margaret is the mole.
I believe it
mole.
Too. I do as well.
It's not Teresa's first rodeo.
What do we see on this show? All we see with Margaret is her talking about other people. Literally, that is it. You can say she has great scenes, whatever the fuck. It's either her mother talking shit about her mom, or it's coming at somebody else, or repeating rumors, or starting shit. That is her MO. So it does not surprise me.
Her and Joe are so bored.
Is there any evidence? I see none, but Teresa's pissed.
Evidence is all I need is from Teresa, and I believe it. How else? It's someone in the inner. It's someone there, just like she said.
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's probably Margaret, but just the fact that she.
It is Margaret.
She can't get over it. Like, she just can't. She is. From there,
ruins
she
the dinner.
Not calm down the rest of the night. She's hot. She's running out of 10. It's crazy.
So she's really pissed off that she thinks that she's saying stuff about Louie, which she is. She probably is on the phone with the girl who's running. That girl contacted us, or maybe we contacted her. I don't know. She responded. The girl who was running across America in a wedding dress.
Yeah,
I'm sure she talked to Marge.
Yep, I think so. You know what? As always, Dolores. I love Dolores. First, Dolores tries to tell them she's going to leave with Teresa. Listen, I know she was wrong, but I'm going to go with her. I came with her. I'm going to leave with her. And then, like, when they were talking about it, like, later, and Dolores said something I thought was very profound, where she was like,
yeah,
this woman has been through hell. So even if it is the worst case scenario, everything that you think about Louie is true, she'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? She probably will. Because, again, her stupidity is her blanket of safety. She'll just keep trucking, you know?
I don't know if she's that stupid.
She might be.
I know you do, but I feel like to last this long in this environment and to be what she's been through.
Stupid is not the right word, like ignorant or something. You know what I mean? Like
I think it's almost very egotistical, narcissistic at this point. The way she ruins the dinner.
She believes what she believes. No one's going to fucking tell her otherwise. And like, that's it.
Period.
I mean, Dolores must have seen her go crazy in clubs when they're younger.
Oh, yeah.
And Dolores backs out. I can't imagine them together. How come we've never really seen Dolores is supposed to be this hothead who chews people's fingers off. We've never even seen it really other than Welcome Back, Scumbag, which was lukewarm compared to Teresa, who's going to get arrested.
Right. Yes.
Someone posted a picture of her in the middle of all the girls in jail. And they're like, this just gives a new light. She really is. So everywhere she goes, she's running shit.
Oh, yeah.
That takes some smarts. So criminals are sharp until they get caught, I guess. Listen to me. That's the dumbest thing ever.
I loved, too, the way she started it, where it was like they were talking about the realtor, which was like completely unrelated. And then she's like, I mean, you see, you know everyone. You see what I mean? You know him. You
just
did
clicks.
It.
It just clicked. Yes. You can see Marge's face is like, oh shit, I woke up the beast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She can't handle it. She just, what did she chuck at her? You can't even really tell. Like Sierra threw a wine glass, but it's just like she picked up everything.
I saw on Twitter, they said everything was plastic. So it was like actually just the liquid or something from a drink.
Do you think Teresa's trying to put on a show or is that natural?
I think that is 100% natural because like you could just tell like she that is not a front to me. That's her genuinely.
I think it's natural, too. But to almost flip another table is crazy.
Well, you heard what she said in the car. She's like, I wanted to fucking take that table and shove it in her face. Like she was serious. Like she was not kidding.
Is Louis a piece of garbage? The way he talked to her at the house, he was very condescending and talking down to her, but his son seemed very sweet. They all embrace.
I have to say the home scene. I was like, do I buy Louis? Like freaking, I thought the tile was really sweet with the quote.
Is that a con? Is that a part of it? Is the tile?
I mean, it probably is, cement? But I bought it.
Is it or isn't it? It seems so nice that I want to.
And I'm not saying her daughters are a good judge of character, but the younger ones like always hugging him and seems like they seem very comfortable together.
And he doesn't seem like a molester, like he's looking through the shower at him.
No, I don't get that.
What's his deal? If there's six women supposedly, allegedly, that have filed things against him, or there's six cases, it can't be nothing. And do people just grow from being a psychopath? I don't know. He's just so tan. It doesn't help him. They're red. The red just makes him look.
It's red.
It's red. Yeah.
Looks like someone who just underwent a chemical peel and like should not be in the sun. It's that kind
looks
of vibe.
Painful.
I have to say, it almost made me emotional leaving that house. I feel like that house
that
is
was
like an
sweet.
Iconic
yeah.
dumpster of a home. Like when you just see it all empty, it's like, God, this thing is so opulent and dumb. And like, but it really is crazy to see how long we've been watching her in that house.
And know? The kids. I know. I was sobbing at a TikTok that I watched the other day of this guy. He was calling through all his family and his friends or and his kids uh-huh. and their pets. And the house was empty. And it was he was leaving after they were moving. And you could tell it was like an empty nest. They're leaving their family home. And it was this beautiful house. It looked like the father of the bride house. And he shut the uh-huh. and he shut the door and he thanked the house. I could cry now thinking about it. It was so sweet. And I'm like, and yeah. I was talking shit about leaving a house.
I know, right? You were. No, I felt it. It's like that house really.
But these houses are so gaudy and ugly. They're moving into another Dracula house. I hate them.
I thought I hated the kitchen when I was looking around. I'm like, this was a remodel? You did this
I hate them.
Yeah. I felt the same thing.
Gosh. I don't know. What did you think? Jennifer and Bill do seem like they have a healthy marriage and they could make it. When he showed up, I like that he is back in the fold.
Nice. Yeah.
I love Joe. He's like, it wasn't the same without Bill. What watching these men and women made me realize I'd much rather be a man or be Rosie and be in that situation and be with the men out trampoline and they're just having a good time. The women are exhausting, fighting from beginning to end. It's like, God, who wants that? Nobody.
That's what they signed up for. It's a show, you know.
I know, but it just makes me like, I wouldn't want to do it. I don't know amount of money. I wouldn't want to live like that. I want to be I want to be like Evan. Jackie, go up and fuck your husband, okay? He says he's got the luggage. You gotta do it for him. Listen to me.
Wow, you're funny. Nuts.
Just bend over, Jackie.
Oh god.
If Dorian came up to you and said that, you'd go, you're a good girl.
No.
See, it's always the quiet. See, I'm the one hustle talking about sex. It was my whole life growing up like this. Everybody thought I was a whore. The parents hated me, but I was a good girl. It's the quiet ones that are the ones that keep a man nice. And you keep Dorian nice. I can tell.
You're nuts. Oh, God.
What else?
How do they come back from this? Do they, you think? I mean, I guess. They
no, I like think they I think Marge is over. Is underestimating the power of Teresa and the power of her on this show, and her ass, I wouldn't be shocked, is gone off the show.
Because
they say Teresa, say if it's me or her, which Teresa will do, and she'll walk. She's got the love bubble. I think it's either one or the other, and the show will fail. People say it won't without her, but
it will. There's no way. What is the show? All of the people who don't like Teresa. And you like housewives, what do you like? Because I understand not liking Teresa as a person.
Right.
100%. Chain smoking cigarettes.
I like her as a person. I love everything about her.
Trash sometimes. I get it. She's not.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy.
Blech. And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso Lemon Scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Ramona, though, or at least outwardly, she probably also...
No, I don't think she is. I bet you she might not. I bet you she didn't vote. I feel like
she probably didn't vote, right? That's what I'm saying. But back to my point. I think that she is a...
She's in La La Land.
There's nothing like this as a housewife. There's just not. She's held.
If I met her, I would puke.
For a decade.
Right.
Puke.
I would die. I don't know what I would say. I would freeze. I would just stare at her.
I'd be fascinated to just see what she's like in the
and see her and in the flesh. Yeah. She's my number one person I'd ever want to meet. Her and Barack Obama. I would die to meet Teresa and see her in the flesh. Hilarious. That's why we got to go to BravoCon because it would be fun just to see these people in real life. Right. It would be a thrill.
Crazy.
It would be a real thrill. And Melissa, I give her credit. They seemed like a family when she went with her and Joe.
I got to say, she made the right decision there. She did 100%.
I thought it was sweet.
Yeah.
It really got notched some points up on the totem pole for Melissa for me. I really thought that was nice. I was shocked. I'm shocked.
Yeah. I think even like Joe running down after, like, Jesus Christ, Teresa, goddamn, but they're chasing her. They're
going, it seems like her. Siblings behavior.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
And family behavior. Her and Melissa have a healthier relationship than it's come tenfold. And just showing that scene to me, it shows that. And Jen, I love that she's the peon going along, which makes a good friend. I don't care. Jen, she loves little Teresa and her fat ass.
Right. You got to do what you got to do.
I love Teresa. I love everything. She's hilarious.
That was great.
What was I going to say? Shoot. Oh, God. I had a point. Tiki Barber. I just love to see a professional athlete dominate everything in life. Even still, he just does everything better than anybody.
I thought the same thing, the way he hopped up on that bowl just smoothly and like, Jen wants to fuck athletic him. Ability, man.
It's right. Crazy. And that training never dies.
No.
It's like Sylvester Stallone. Fuck with him, you know? Right. You know? And he's an actor. I'm thinking he's real Rocky. He's an actor. He's not an athlete, but he seems like it. One of my last thoughts is Jackie ordering dinner, painful to watch. After they,
what'd she order?
After we've missed a salad and she's gonna have a bite of Evan's pulled pork. It was just, you can feel her anxiety. It's hard to watch. Hard.
It is. Oh, God. What a great episode, though.
Oh, and Marge and Dolores are talking 5 times a day. What is she, your mother? Does Dolores talk to 100 people 5 times a day? Does she have a life? That's why. How do they make any money? I like Marge, but I also hate her. Oh, this was a good
idea. I don't like her at all.
If I think Marge would be nice to me in person, that's the only credit I'll give her. If they didn't have Teresa, we'd be watching Melissa sing in the studio. Is that what y'all want?
Exactly. You want that for 6 weeks?
You want a happy dinner?
Yeah. No, I don't want a happy dinner. I want that. That's what I want.
Jennifer, Dolores, and Teresa are 3 of my favorite housewives together. If I could, we could be with them on a vacation, I would give my family away and never see them ever again just to have a vacation with them. I love them.
Hello, Deck.
I want to be all of them in different ways. I love them. I want to cage him up and put him in my basement. I love Dolores. She's so great.
She's special. All right, let's talk Summer House.
God.
Okay, I got to say.
Oh, God.
Didn't know Alex. I forgot Alex was on the show.
Fuck Alex.
When he came back, I was like, why? I thought you guys made the right decision. Just kind of quietly removed him.
you're out of here, buddy.
2, Amanda, a step too far.
I hate Amanda. I hate her. And I don't know if there's any coming back. This is going to be hate Amanda episode. I'll shut up for a minute.
No, what?
Oh, no, tell me your step too far.
No, I just, that when she first to like go from like, oh, we're having this nice little like love talk to like shit, like trying to psychoanalyze Lindsay at a table when she's drunk. That's like error number 1. Then
start crying.
Like,
buck up.
Remind her that she had a miscarriage.
She lost her baby.
Remember.
Right.
Like the fuck? I just thought the whole
they're not even friends.
Was like very inappropriate, very immature to like then walk off crying. Like, I didn't mean to start a fight. It's like you brought it up.
Shut up.
You circled all this shit back up for no reason, and now you're crying. Like what?
Her and Lindsay are even friends.
I don't think so either. You know who's friends? Lindsay
Kyle. Yes.
True friends.
That's it.
Like when she's sitting there yelling after like the dude abandoned her or whatever, and Kyle's like, I mean, Lindsay, you've known him a week, you know? Like all calm. You know, like that's a friend.
Yeah. In that hat, in his outfit. I love Kyle. He's an idiot though. He's gonna get hosed by Amanda. I hate that conversation between Paige and Amanda. Oh, you're going to get everything, half of everything. Shut up. That's not
marriage.
I didn't
like that conversation either. I think the reason why it seemed like she's like doing like a gotcha kind of move, like, oh, well, he better like watch out, because like if I leave, I'm taking half. It's like, again, you threatened him with a contract to get married. So what are we doing? And why wouldn't you have a prenup? If you don't have a financial stake in that company, then do something else. Or you
seriously
do.
Have some self-worth. That's why this marriage is never going to last. Sorry, another TikTok comment. A lawyer, a divorce lawyer was on there, and she said that throughout, she was saying jobs that men shouldn't marry a man that is most likely to get fired or to get divorced and vice versa. And they said that the most female professions she sees a man and a woman get divorced is the woman's a stay-at-home mom. She called it a profession, which was nice, but you can see. Misery. It's miserable.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think that.
And that's Amanda. She's pretty much a stay at home mom with this dumb fucking job.
Well, it's also like the fact that they waited so long to have these conversations with the wedding was delayed so many times, and like avoiding the prenup is just like, it's immaturity all around. And like Kyle should know better, and he should do better because he's fucking 40 years old. Like, enough is enough.
Right.
You're a business owner. This should have been the first conversation you had back when you got engaged and you guys still liked each other.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
it should have been a like, long time ago. Even Carl's researching it.
Yeah. Carl's investigating. Also, I got to give props to Carl. I don't want to watch Carl on Somewhere Else anymore.
No,
because he doesn't fit.
I don't
the
care
show.
About your relationship, but you can't have one.
Stand up guy for how serious he's taking his recovery, and like I give him all the credit for that. I like seeing someone put themselves first and try to do what they need to be healthy.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch on Summer House.
Right.
But you know, good for
and
him.
Who let Lindsay dye her hair pink? She looks like she belongs on Love After Lockup. She's got a cracked out face. She's got her eyes are way too intense for that. She's nuts. She's obviously struggling subconsciously
not in a good space. No,
Amanda.
Not in a good space. The pink hair is a red flag. Like cutting bangs as an adult woman is a red flag.
Right.
You know, it's like shouting something's going wrong.
Oh, you would think that's a red. Oh, I took that as a pink. We're so funny.
No, I'm saying red flag.
Oh, I thought you said her hair. Okay. It is pink. Is it?
Yeah. Her hair.
You would
is
think
pink.
It's pink.
Yes.
Okay. Another Jennifer Aniston moment. I just can't imagine, Amanda, your relationship is a nightmare. Your half the season is how your relationship is a joke. And you're sitting here saying that Lindsay, she's single. She can do whatever the hell she wants. And people have gone, and it's summertime too.
You know what I also like about Lindsay? I like her saying, I'm not always going to be this way. I'm going to jump fucking head first. I don't care. It's like, you know what? Go ahead, Lindsay. Own your crazy shit and you're nuts as hell. And I love it. She's like dead ass serious too. Like, that's always going to be the way I am. It was hilarious.
I love her. And I couldn't stand it. I felt like I was Lindsay. Like, get away from Amanda. She's a leech. She's annoying. Amanda used to seem like this nice girl, but she is a depressing suck of fun. She's the fun police. She's annoying. Kyle, you got to go to bed. Let Kyle just sit up and do whatever the hell he wants. You're always the last one to go to bed. Who cares?
I know. I really didn't like how she approached that entire Lindsay thing. Like, that was
so
not
annoying.
And then to cry about it, like, that wasn't my intention. It's like, man up. Either are you going to be an asshole to her? If you're going to be an asshole to her, then fucking own it and come at her. Don't walk away crying and then pretend like that's not what you were doing, because it was what you were doing. And then, like,
this isn't the
Sierra
first time you've
jumping
met her.
In. It's like, God, shut up. It's, you know what you
oh,
see?
I can't stand Sierra either anymore.
You see the difference between children, like immature women, and crazy older women.
Yeah.
Which is Lindsay.
Sierra's nice and all, but she's obsessed with Lindsay. Hates Lindsay.
That's enough. Yeah.
And
really...
Lindsay was making out with Carl 2 weekends ago too. You weren't worried about Austin that much.
Right. You know who I think is having a stellar season, who I just am really loving, is Danielle. Never looked prettier.
Never
been. I think her style's killer. I think she's hilarious. Her little one-liners.
Yeah.
I like her and her little chef boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's having a good season.
Tyler and I could live 100 gazillion more years and watch all the TV in the world, and Tyler will never refer to the hills. I think it's nice to
as
have a
smoothly as he did. Yes.
It's nice to have a boyfriend who's like on the same page with you, I guess, with pop culture. But I mean, it's just hilarious. I thought it was cute, but I just found it so funny.
If someone said that to me, I had to read about it to know that it was from The Hills. I wouldn't know that. And I watched The Hills. Would you?
You're not the girl that went. I had seen people talking about it on Instagram, so I really couldn't tell you if I would have or not. I probably would have gone right over my head.
I would have thought like Carrie or something. I don't know what I
probably would have watched it and never even really heard him say it. Yeah,
process it. You're right.
Yeah.
Same.
I could watch these shows. I got to watch them twice, I feel like, lately to just get all the banter back and forth, because you're watching it, but you kind of zone out at some points. Mm-hmm. It's almost a melodic way to watch. I don't know.
Melodic.
Kyle, and then flashback to Kyle in the party bus making out with the girl who was on the first season, and Amanda was on the bus. If a guy likes you, you should not be marrying a guy. I don't care if you're young, whatever. He wasn't even that young then. If a guy likes you, even if you're 18 years old, they're not going to be making out with someone else in front of you, I guess. But she wasn't there as a friend. She was always Kyle's bitch. She was always there for Kyle. She was never brought in as just a friend.
Right. That's a good point.
And he's making out with somebody else on a party bus.
Crazy.
I love his free spirit. I love it.
Oh, me too.
But she's pathetic.
Yeah.
And she needs to stop. And getting married, it might seem okay for a year, but it's going to catch up to them.
Oh, absolutely.
And lover boy will crumble, because this show isn't going to last much longer. Without it, they need a whole fresh recasting. We know Bravo is too lazy to do that. Yeah. They're going to give us Vanderpump Valley. I mean, that's lazy programming. You fire everybody, and then you realize, oh shit, people liked watching them. Let's just make a new show.
Vanderpump Valley.
Make the right decision the first time.
Right.
Freaking start. I guess people don't know what they like until they don't have it. I still stand that Tamara was a bad fire, but whatever.
I think the issue with some of the reason why Jersey has continued to be good to me is like the core people have really, like, there's been a core. The franchises we love, the core remains. Vanderpump, they took away the core. OC, they largely took away the core. And then you're left with like a haphazard group. I was looking at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills picture. I cannot believe how many people are on the main.
Seriously.
How many housewives? 10?
They're going to make a big mistake with it.
It's ridiculous. It's too many. I don't get it.
They had plenty of drama with Erica Garcelle, even off camera. They're fighting with her book. I mean, come on. They don't need extra people. They're really.
No.
Yeah. And I can't believe. Paige and the Andre thing. You know what, Paige? Things change, and maybe if the line's in the road, he would have gone with you. He might not have missed the other girl. Maybe he liked you at the time, but the stars align and things weren't meant to be with you too. So he now misses the other girl. I don't think it's that personal.
I found that just the way shit happens too. Right. Yeah. That's life. And the way he's crying about her, he obviously likes her.
Right.
Still together. Right. They got back together.
But people are always picking through somebody, and they could have picked somebody else, or they could have done this. And it's just the way that the things play out in life. It's not like, I don't know. And it's so interesting that she picked the guy with the smaller penis. I'm dead serious. Like, I would love to know how much smaller Craig's penis is. Okay. And that's what it means, I guess, the connection. I just can't. Andre is sweet and all. I don't know if I'm attracted to him after his personality and stuff. I don't know how much I'd have in common with him. Damn. He's nice and all, but the crying and it's kind of, I don't know what we would do together. Craig, I hate Craig, but it's just interesting what makes her pick between the two of them.
Right. Sometimes it's just a feeling, you know? I thought it was fascinating when she said she'd move to Charleston.
That fast.
That fast.
She likes him a lot. They'll get married.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe she'll be on Southern Charm.
And she's going to be on this season.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a great season of Southern Charm.
I can't believe that show's still on, too.
It's going to be good. Mm. Listen to me. I think it's going to be really good. I do. I have a good feeling about it. Right. I think the more they incorporate whatever the two worlds colliding, it's going to be better and better and better. Because right. People want to hate on Austin, but him on that show brought a lot of fire.
It did. He brings the drama, that's for sure. God. Anything else? Summer House?
No. I just can't wait to watch this wedding and move on.
God. It's going to end with a wedding, you think?
Probably, or maybe one. It sounds like they're wrapping. It seemed like this is the last one or next week. I know. Week.
There's going to be like four episodes. Like we'll get the last weekend or this next weekend, the last weekend, two wedding episodes probably.
I just wish Bravo would go crazy and really focus group people and really go through cities and find real pockets of friends and bring us some excellent TV.
I know. A la Jailbirds. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Give us what we want.
All right, guys. This upcoming this week, yeah. We have late Casey from Temptation Island, whatever season she was on, Pretty Blonde Girl. She's going to be recapping Temptation Island with us. I'm forcing Geneva to recap the Kardashians.
Yep.
And then Love After Lockup.
It's all coming. We love you guys. We'll be back.